Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, July 10th, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "Jesus said to his apostles, 'Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans.'" I think there is something unsettling about the honesty of Jesus in today's gospel. He does not gather his disciples around him and promise them comfort, applause, or worldly success. He doesn't say everybody will understand you. He doesn't say the road ahead will be easy. Instead, he looks into their eyes, the eyes of those he loves, and tells them plainly, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves." It's a startling image. Sheep are defenseless. Wolves are not. Sheep do not overpower. They do not dominate. They survive only by remaining close to the shepherd. And that's precisely the point. Christian life was never meant to be lived through worldly strength alone. Discipleship is not about becoming harder, sharper, or more intimidating than the world around us. It is about remaining close enough to Christ that his life becomes our strength. Jesus sends his apostles into a hostile world not because he delights in their suffering, but because love must go where darkness exists. Light is meaningless if it never enters shadow. The apostles would face rejection, betrayal, ridicule, imprisonment, and violence. Some would even eventually die as martyrs. Yet Jesus still sends them. Why? Because the world desperately needed witnesses who carried not hatred, but truth. Not vengeance, but mercy. Not fear, but hope. And the world still needs such witnesses today. Many Christians quietly discover that following Christ can feel lonely. A young person trying to live chastely in a culture that mocks purity can feel like a sheep among wolves. A person striving to forgive instead of retaliate may feel weak in a world that prizes revenge. Someone defending the dignity of human life, protecting the poor, or speaking honestly about faith may experience ridicule or misunderstanding, even from friends or family. The wolves are not always dramatic enemies. Sometimes they are subtler things. Cynicism, greed, pride, despair, constant distraction, or the pressure to remain silent about what matters most. Yet Jesus says something fascinating after warning the apostles. "Be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves." The Christian is not called to naivete. Holiness is not foolishness. Jesus does not ask his disciples to ignore danger or pretend evil does not exist. He asks them to be wise without becoming corrupt, discerning without bitter, innocent without becoming weak. The balance is rare. Some people become so shrewd that they lose tenderness. They become suspicious, harsh, and cynical. Others try so hard to remain simple that they avoid difficult truths and refuse necessary courage. Jesus calls his followers to both wisdom and purity. Hearts awake to reality, yet untouched by hatred. The saints understood this deeply. Consider Saint Maximilian Kolb. In the darkness of Auschwitz, surrounded by cruelty beyond imagination, he did not become a wolf to survive among wolves. He remained a shepherd-hearted man. When another prisoner cried out in terror because he had been chosen for execution, Kolb stepped forward and offered his own life instead. Even in a death camp, love proved stronger than fear. Or think of St. Teresa of Calcutta. She walked into places of profound suffering, not armed with political power or wealth, but with radical tenderness. She once said that the greatest poverty was being unwanted and unloved. She entered the wounds of the world carrying Christ quietly within her. That is the paradox of Christianity. The sheep transform the world not by devouring others, but by remaining united to the shepherd. There is another detail in today's gospel worth noticing, I think. Jesus says the apostles will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses. The Greek word behind the word witness is martyria, from which we get the word martyr. The witness is not merely someone who speaks about Jesus. A witness is someone whose lives reveals him. Sometimes that witness is dramatic. More often it is hidden. A father remaining faithful to his family during hardship is a witness. A woman caring for her aged parent with patience is a witness. A priest quietly hearing confessions year after year is a witness. A teenager refusing cruelty or gossip is a witness. A person battling illness yet still choosing trust in God is a witness. The world may never applaud these things, but heaven does. One of the deepest temptations Christians face is the temptation to become wolves ourselves. When wounded, we may want to wound back. When mocked, we may want to retaliate. When afraid, we may try to dominate. But Christ never told us to conquer by hatred. The cross remains the greatest contradiction to worldly power. Jesus saved the world not through violence, but through self-giving love. From the cross he appeared weak, defeated, abandoned. Yet precisely there, divine love shattered and death forever. The sheep conquered the wolves because the Lamb of God had already gone before them. Perhaps that is why contemplative prayer matters so deeply. Silence keeps the heart from becoming savage. Time with Christ softens the soul again. In prayer, we slowly learn that our security does not come from controlling the world, but from belonging to God. The saints were courageous because they were contemplative. They learned to listen more deeply to God than to fear. And maybe that is the invitation of today's gospel. not to become fearless according to the worldly standards, but to become faithful, faithful in confusion, faithful in misunderstanding, faithful in gentleness, faithful when truth costs something. Because the shepherd never abandons his sheep, even among wolves. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you send us into a wounded and restless world, not with weapons of hatred, but with a quiet strength of your love. Teach us to be wise without becoming cynical, gentle without becoming weak, and courageous without losing compassion. When we are mocked, help us remain peaceful. When we are afraid, remind us that you walk beside us. When the world tempts us to become harsh, keep your heart simple and pure like doves. Make us faithful witnesses to your mercy. Let our lives reveal your presence. In every word, every silence, every act of love. Good Shepherd, stay close to us always, especially when the road grows difficult, for we trust that no darkness is greater than your protecting grace. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day when we take a look at a passage from the gospel we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.